The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from South Ripley High School, where tonight the South Ripley Raiders put their 5-1 record on the line against the 4-2 Batesville Bulldogs. This is Rob Moorhead, joined by Terrence Arney this evening, and we are glad you've joined us for some good old Ripley County basketball here on WRBI tonight. Tonight's game is being brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring's, Ison's Family Pizza, SCI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzweller, JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. Batesville coming off of two wins, defeating Milan 72-37 on December 14th, defeating East Central 54-43 just a few days ago on December 16th. That same evening, South Ripley was hosting South Decatur, and the Raiders got a 75-61 victory. Terrence, both these teams come in playing really good basketball.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, you and I were talking a little bit off air. It's interesting that this game would take place now, just ahead of this Ripley County tournament. I had a chance to talk to both coaches Monday night at Coach's Corner, and they are not using this game as a tune-up. They want to come out and get a win just like it was anybody else on the schedule.
Absolutely, Terrence. Both these teams, they're not going to hide anything. They're not going to hold anything back. They want to get a win and get a win now and then take their chances next week in the Ripley County tournament. Terrence talked to both coaches on Monday night. I had a chance to catch up with both coaches in our pregame show, and we're going to take our first break of the night. When we come back, you'll hear from head coach Aaron Garrett of the Batesville Bulldogs, and after that, you'll hear from Coach Sevy Beach of the South Ripley Raiders. Thank you for joining us here tonight for this good old good one here in Ripley County, and we'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this. You're listening to high school basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to the pregame show here at South Ripley High School. At this time, we're joined by head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs, Aaron Garrett. Coach Garrett, thanks for your time here in the pregame.
Always a pleasure.
Coach, you got the Bulldogs coming in at 4-2. What have you learned about your team here in these first six games?
It's a good group. We lost Cole Pride last year at graduation in terms of a big piece of everything we did offensively and defensively. And I think guys are getting into the point now, even though a lot of them were big parts of it last year, it's still a different role this year. And then mixing in the coach, about half our team, a lot of experience, the other half had zero experience coming in. So now we've got to see what guys can do and make some different decisions, tactical decisions, etc. And then the guys are kind of seeing where they excel and how they excel together. And that's been what December has looked like for us.
two-game winning streak here, knocked off Milan, knocked off East Central, some local teams here. Talk about how your ball club's playing right now coming into tonight's contest.
It's been ebbs and flows. We got a good win at Lawrenceburg 2 weekends ago. They went down to Southwestern Hanover and didn't show up at all, didn't compete. So that led to a different practice week the next week. Got a good win against Milan. Then an impressive win at East Central. Well, we didn't break away, but we had a 3 to 5 point buffer the rest, most of the way, and then did pull away at the end. And overcame just some physicality, overcame some tough calls, which was good to see guys do, because we've had some teams in the past that would have folded under those situations. And Milan, or East Central especially, Jack Grinkmeyer, got 3 tough fouls, didn't play hardly at all in the third, and that's when we actually extended our lead. So that for the guys to lose a key piece like Jack and persevere, not slide backwards, and then hold on to get 11-point win is I think we're maturing a little bit.
Coach, I want to talk about tonight's game, but before that, after tonight, you're off for the holidays, then you have a tournament you're hosting at Batesville next week. Talk about that.
It's not much of a break anymore. It used to be a little bit of a Christmas break. But we've got it's a doozy of a tournament. We've got Columbus North coming in, Pinellas Heights, then Roncalli. So good mixture of teams we don't see on our schedule ever, teams from Annapolis. And it'll be the old regional format, now semi-state format, in terms of 2 days in 1 day, 2 games in 1 day, to hopefully prepare us for that if we get to that stage in the tournament.
That's a great tournament. I like to see those holiday tournaments. They kind of break up the monotony of just practicing for 10 or 12 days over break.
Yeah, we used to be, we would have played our game against East Central this past Saturday and not playing until Ripley County, which I kind of liked in terms of a chance to reboot your season, get skill work done, make corrections, get a little of a break. But trust me, the players definitely like it this way better. They'd rather play.
Talk about this matchup tonight. South Ripley comes in at 5-1. Two prolific scorers on that ball club. What do you think of this matchup tonight?
Very impressive, because South Ripley does not have a senior on the roster. So in terms of what the youth are playing with, then the two guys are going to be four-year players for South Ripley with Ward and Henry. Dynamite guard, dynamite, and I'll say big, but Cole can score inside. He can score all three levels. On the drive, he can score shooting from three. So, and he's a strong and long young man that we're going to have to account for at every level of our zone. So it's going to be a good matchup on their floor, county rival, kind of a preview for the county tournament. So it's just Ripley County basketball is always exciting. So in terms of to have this game to go into Chris's break on, it's going to be a good test for our guys.
Two or three keys to tonight's game if the Bulldogs are going to come out on top.
And you'll understand this as a former coach, the turnovers are driving me crazy. they're self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. I mean, inexplicably at times self-inflicted. So we're getting better at them. We've done some things, a lot different practice in terms of penalties if we don't take care of the basketball. So I think if we can take care of the basketball, we've got to perfect our slides a little bit more in the zone. There are some holes the other day in the zone that they just didn't hit shots on that this group can hit shots against. And then just rebound. Those simple things, right? The team that makes the fewest mistakes, victory is going to favor that team. And that hopefully can be our mantra tonight as we look back on the film.
Coach Garrett, thank you very much for taking time to join us here in the pregame show. Good luck to you and the Bulldogs tonight.
Thanks. Merry Christmas. Good to see you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And we'll be back right after this with more of our pregame show. You're listening to high school basketball, Ripley County style, on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to South Ripley High School for our pregame show. This time joined by head coach of the South Ripley Raiders, Coach Sevy Beach. Coach Beach, thanks for taking time here on the pregame.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Coach, you got your kids playing well right now, coming in 5-1 on a five-game winning streak. What's going well for the Raiders right now over the last five games?
Yeah, you know, we're just playing more as a unit. You know, I'd like to, a couple buddies have, you know, we've talked about this already, and they've given me a hard time because I said I'd like to see us shoot the ball a little better. And they're like, what do you mean? You scored 75 last Saturday. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but you know, from the perimeter, I'd like to see us shoot a little bit better. We, you know, I was thinking that would be, you know, maybe our strongest suit coming in. You know, obviously we've got some size with a couple guys, but we're doing a really good job overall as a group, sharing the basketball, attacking the paint, playing inside out. And as you know, as a coach, that makes life a lot easier, you know, on the game in general. And we're getting better defensively. So we're, you know, we're putting some things together. We still got a lot of room to grow, but you know, it's just nice to see them playing, you know, a lot more as a unit, and it's making life easier for everybody.
Coach, you're coming off a win over South Decatur last weekend, 75-61, but a game that was closer than that, I believe, tied after three quarters. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think it was 51 all through three quarters, and, you know, they got a really, really good guard in Scruggs. I think he finished with 26. You know, I thought we made him make some really tough ones. We gave freshman Drew Volts his toughest assignment so far in the year. You know, we started him on Scruggs. I think he may have said a Hail Mary or two after the game when he remembered that Scruggs was a senior. You know, but, you know, he's a tough matchup, you know, on a night-to-night basis for everybody. He's a good player. They shot it really well from three, and I think they were 6 of 11 from three in the first half. You know, and they had a couple guys, two different guys, I think, both made two on us in the first half that had not shot it that well coming in. You know, and then they cooled off a little bit in the second half. But they're a scrappy team. You know, they turn you over a little bit more probably than what teams would like and hang around. And we came into our own and got to the free throw line. And, you know, they scored 24 there in the fourth quarter. So that was nice to see. And we knew the pace was going to be in the favor for both teams Saturday night. So, but it was nice to see, you know, some offense and as well as the defensive side of things make it really tough on them in the fourth quarter and hold them to 10 there in the fourth quarter. So it was good to see both sides of the ball come together there to finish the game.
Coach Garrett brings the Batesville Bulldogs in here at 4-2. And what I recall about Batesville and Coach Garrett over the past several years is you're probably going to see some 2-3 zone tonight. Talk about some other key factors in this ball game and what you think about tonight's matchup.
Yeah, we should, you know, see the heaviest dose of zone defense, you know, that we've seen all year long. And they're headed, you know, by their three guys, junior Cade Kaiser, who's 6'5", really athletic kid, much improved jumper. He's shooting almost 50% from three coming in. You know, and then Sam Johnson and Jack Grunkmeyer, both seniors, they're averaging, you know, 10, 12 points a game. Those three guys are their horses. You know, everything runs through them. They're playing well. They're excelling. And you know, their other two guards, Trenton Lewis and Gus Prickle, are good pieces for them as well. The Maple kid plays off the bench. I think he may have even been starting at the beginning of the year. So he's got a 6-man rotation, I think, that he really seems to like. He's played a couple other guys here and there. I think he's still trying to figure a couple of those pieces out. But, you know, coming in at 4-2, you know, they've got a couple nice wins over some people like Lawrenceburg. I think down at Lawrenceburg, if I remember correctly, they had a good battle with Greensburg. I think Greensburg got them at Greensburg. You know, so I look for that to be a little bit different outcome the next time they play. But, you know, that's a big rivalry game.
Absolutely.
There. So, you know, it should be a really good matchup between two Ripley County teams that are playing well right now tonight.
Couple keys if the Raiders are going to come out with a victory tonight, Coach.
Yeah, we've got to take care of it. We've got to make life tough on Kaiser tonight. You know, nothing easy for him getting to the rim or bailing him out. And I think we're going to have to shoot it better from the perimeter than what we have, you know, as a total body of work so far on the year.
Very good. Well, Coach Beach, thank you very much for your time in the pregame show. Good luck to you and the Raiders tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
This January, Margaret Mary Health's excited to welcome Dr. Ed Negovetic to the medical staff. As a physiatrist, Dr. Negovetic uses a non-surgical approach to treat medical conditions that cause pain or limit function. Conditions he treats include sports injuries, concussions, arthritis, and spine, joint, muscle, and nerve pain. With over 15 years of experience in the field, Dr. Negovetic is committed to helping you regain strength, mobility, and independence. For an appointment, call 812-934-6700. 638.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And thank you very much to Katie Kinker running the board for us back in the studio tonight. Rob Moorhead, Terrence Arney with you here on the pregame show. And Terrence, you got to talk to both coaches during Coach's Corner on Monday night. You just heard both of those pregame interviews. What are your thoughts on tonight's Batesville-South Ripley matchup?
Well, Rob, it will be an interesting game here tonight. Both teams kind of riding high on a wave of a couple of game winning streaks. And both, in different ways in their season, had to get an opponent to, quote-unquote, get their attention to get them on the right track. For the Bulldogs, it was down at Southwestern. An ugly loss there. They roll off two quick ones. The Raiders started off with an opening loss, and they've won five since. So these coaches have these teams in sync, if you would, right now at this part of the season, but they know they've got to do more. Aaron Garrett mentioned it with you on in the pregame about taking care of the ball. They've got to eliminate the turnovers as best they can. When they've done that, they've had success, and they want to continue to do that. And then for the Raiders, Coach Beach obviously has scouted the Bulldogs very well. He's familiar with the Bulldogs 2-3 zone, but so is everybody.
Yeah.
Knowing that you've got to deal with the zone is one thing, but
right,
having a game plan to deal with it is altogether something different. But it sounds like he's done his homework. We'll see how it plays out on the floor.
Yeah, you make a good point, Terrence. And I think over the last several years, people know that that's the defense Coach Garrett has gone to, but just because you know that, you can practice against it, but you typically can't practice against the length,
yes,
that they bring, the quickness that they bring. And it's going to be interesting because, in my opinion, if South Ripley just settles to try to shoot over that zone, that's
right,
exactly what Coach Garrett and the Bulldogs want them to do. They're going to have to try to find ways to get the ball inside and try to take advantage of the height inside. But it should be a good matchup. And, partner, I am looking forward to it. So the clock has hit zero here in the warm-up time. As we look around, fans start to stand up in preparation for the national anthem. So we're going to take a final timeout here in the pregame show while we have the national anthem here. When we come back, Terrence will run down on our starting lineups, and we'll get ready for tip-off of tonight's Ripley County basketball matchup between the Raiders and the Bulldogs. You are listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's,
we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehrings. Alongside Terrence Arnie, I'm Rob Moorhead. Thank you for joining us here live at South Ripley High School tonight, getting ready for the 5-1 Raiders to take on the 4-2 Bulldogs from Batesville here. In some Ripley County basketball action, a preview, if you will, of Ripley County tournament action that'll take place right after the turn of the new year. The Batesville Bulldogs are in their road royal blue uniforms tonight, trimmed in white. South Ripley in their home whites, trimmed in green. And Terrence, they're getting ready to announce the starting lineups here in front of us on the floor. Why don't you run down the starting lineups for each ball club here for us this evening?
Okay, Rob, we'll start off with the visiting Batesville Bulldogs. Number 3, a 5'10 sophomore, Trenton Lewis. Number 11, a 5'10 senior, Gus Prickle. Number 20, a 6'5 junior, Cade Kaiser. And number 30, a 6'2 senior, Sam Johnson. And number 42, the big man down low, a 6'2 senior, Jack Grunkemeyer. And for the home team, number 21, a 5'8 freshman, Drew Vols. Number 24, a 6-foot junior, Blaine Ward. Number 25, a 6'7 junior, Chancey Vols. And number 33, a 6'4 senior, Ethan Johnson. For the Raiders, Vols, Ward, Henry, Vols, and Johnson.
Thank you very much, Terrence. Of course, the Vols boys are brothers, one a freshman, one a junior, both in the starting lineup here for South Ripley. For Batesville, Coach Aaron Garrett in his 16th season, a record of 224 wins against 136 losses. Coach Sevy Beach in his second year at South Ripley, 16-14 in his time with the Raiders, seventh season overall, 59-86 overall record. Spent several years at Centerville to start his coaching career. And not the only basketball game in Southeast Indiana tonight. Terrence, East Central's at Talawanda, Ohio.
Okay.
South Dearborn is at South Decatur tonight. And I believe the Eagles from Jacksonville have a matchup tonight. They are hosting North Decatur. Teams are out on the floor. The Raiders in their white uniforms will be going from our left to our right in our mind's eye. Batesville will be going from our right to our left. Standing in the jump ball to tip this one off will be Cole Henry, jumping center against Cade Kaiser. The ball is controlled in the backcourt by South Ripley, and this game is underway. To no one's surprise, Batesville opens up in a 2-3 zone. South Ripley goes high-low immediately. Henry gets it in the high post as he tries to throw it down low. It's batted away and stolen by Batesville. Quickly down court for the Bulldogs. Kaiser gets it on the left corner, pulls up for a 12-foot jumper, and Cade Kaiser starts the scoring.
Nice little move there for Kaiser on the baseline. No one came to meet him, so he let it fly.
South Ripley quickly down court, breaking pressure. Cole Henry puts up a three out of the corner, rebounded by Chancey Volts. Back out to Henry. Inside to Volts again. Volts lays it up with the left hand, and we're tied up at two.
Nice little well-timed bounce pass to get that one to go.
Batesville against the South Ripley man-to-man. They look inside with the basketball. Jack Grunkemeyer on the left block going against Henry. He kicks it out right side to Prickle. They swing it around the perimeter. Here comes Kaiser on the drive. Kaiser makes a nice move around Ethan Johnson. Cade Kaiser, his second basket. It's 4-2 Batesville. Bulldogs bringing this zone out to three-quarter court, putting a little pressure on the Raiders. South Ripley gets it to Henry. Henry drives the left baseline, lays it off the glass for two. Cole Henry ties it at four.
No problem for these Raiders to get down on that baseline. They found that back door open two times in a row now.
Cade Kaiser fakes a three, kicks it out left side. A three on the way, up and good by Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson puts the Bulldogs on top 7-4 with his first basket. A three-pointer. South Ripley breaks the pressure. Drew Voltz brings it across the timeline over to Blaine Ward, back to Drew. Chancey Voltz lets a three fly from the left baseline. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Sam Johnson. Here comes the Bulldogs on the fast break. Nice give off to Cade Kaiser, and Kaiser already has 6 points in this ballgame as he lays it in from the right side. Bulldogs have opened a five-point lead, 9-4, just inside six to play. South Ripley tries to answer quickly, and they do. Cole Henry puts a three up out of the left corner, and he gets it. Henry's first basket of the game to make it 9-7. Batesville by two. Bulldogs on the offensive attack. Grunkmeyer has it on the left elbow. He puts it on the floor, tries to go inside. Now he kicks it out. Three on the way, right corner. No good by Trent Lures. And South Ripley clears the glass. I believe that may be the first miss for Batesville, Terrence.
That is correct. This pace, I'm not sure who it favors, the Raiders or the Bulldogs. Check back with me in a sec.
Chancey Voltz lets fly from three, top of the key. No good. Kaiser on the rebound. Kaiser gets it down court, and they go inside to Grunkmeyer. Grunkmeyer to the rim, puts it up from the right side. No good. Ward clears the glass. Ward comes out of there with it. Lane across the timeline, now between the circles. He'll redirect the offense for South Ripley. Nice pass inside to Johnson. Johnson catches it, fakes, puts it up from the right side, and he gets it off the assist from Blaine Ward, and we're tied at nine. Batesville quickly down court, has it stolen. It was in the hands of Gus Prickle. Voltz got it out of there. Here comes Ward with it on the attack. Blaine backs it out to the center circle, and they'll reset the offense here. He goes to Drew Voltz, left side, high post to Cole Henry. Cole spins, puts up the 15-footer, no good. Rebound battled for. Johnson for South Ripley puts it on the floor, up and scores. They will say no basket, Terrence. We got a whistle and our first foul of the game.
Wow, we can actually catch a breath here now. Looks like they're going to put that foul on Grunk, Grunkemeyer. It'll be his first, team's first.
Raiders inbound under their own basket. Henry throws it in, now gets it back, spins into the post, looks inside. Nice pass from Henry to Johnson. Johnson puts it up and no good, but another foul called, and I don't think Batesville's going to like this one.
And just like that, Grunk picks up two quickies, and he will probably come to the bench. He is not making eye contact with Coach Garrett. He wants to stay in.
Not going to matter as the sub is waiting for him. Ethan Johnson goes to the free throw line and makes good on the first one. Johnson, a 69% free throw shooter coming in, 9-for-13. That's his third point of the ballgame. South Ripley gets their first lead, 10-9. Johnson missed the second one. Rebounded out of there by Cade Kaiser. Kaiser gets it off to Trent Lures, and Lures now brings it across, and South Ripley's gone to a half-court zone. Raiders now look like they're trying to match up. They don't get matched up. They leave Prickle wide open in the corner. He puts up a three left side, no good. South Ripley on the rebound. Raiders get it quickly down court. They swing it around to Ward, right side. Blaine finds a lane to the basket, puts up a running one-hander, and Blaine Ward is in the scoring column. And South Ripley takes a 12-9 lead. Just under 4 minutes to play here in quarter number one. Batesville on the offensive attack in the half court. South Ripley's back man-to-man. Prickle beats his man, now gives it up. Left elbow into the hands of Braden Maple, who's checked into the ball game, and Maple drains the 15-footer, makes it 12-11. South Ripley on top by one. Raiders get it inside to Cole Henry. Henry shot up, no good. Gets his own rebound, put back from the left side, is good. Nice pass from Drew Voltz in there to find Henry. Kaiser quickly down court for Batesville. Attacks off the left wing, and we got a whistle, and it'll be the first foul against South Ripley on the drive.
Yeah, this pace has really been helter-skelter here.
That foul goes, Terrence, against number 33, Ethan Johnson, his first, South Ripley's first. Batesville inbound under their own basket. Gavin Binion checks in for South Ripley. Chancey Volts checks out. Bulldogs inbound it to Prickle. He takes it right side to Lures. Back to Prickle, now left wing. And Prickle has it back again as Batesville moves it around the perimeter. Out top into the hands of Sam Johnson. Sam drives to his left, pulls up for a 15-footer. No good. Rebound controlled by Henry. Raiders try to add to their three-point lead with 3 minutes to play in quarter number one. High post to Cole Henry. Henry spins, goes into the paint, turnaround jumper, blocked out of there. Nice defense by Cade Kaiser, and Kaiser comes away with a loose ball. Gets it quickly down floor. Batesville's Braden Maple has it. Maple goes up for a shot. There's contact. We have a whistle and a foul, and I think it's a charging violation, Terrence.
You are correct. Offensive foul there on Maple. Just a little bit out of control as he drove down the lane.
Give Blaine Ward credit for standing in there and taking that charge. He has that down to an art. Blaine has taken a number of charges on the year. South Ripley on the offensive attack. Chancey Volts has it. Make that Drew Volts with it. Out between the circles, setting up the offense for South Ripley. Goes left side to Binion, back to Volts on the right wing. Volts now goes top to Blaine Ward, back to Volts. High post to Henry. Henry catches, now kicks it back out to Blaine Ward. Raiders showing a little patience here. They go baseline to Ethan Johnson. He kicks it out to Binion. Extra pass to Ward. Three on the way, left wing, no good. And we'll have a whistle and a foul on the rebound as Batesville came down with the rebound. And with that ball was Braden Maple, but I think Braden may get called for the foul. And if so, Terrence, that's his second.
You're exactly right. And that's going to be two Bulldogs early foul trouble.
South Ripley inbounds under their own basket. Chancey makes that. Drew Volts throws it in. Gets it out to Blaine Ward. Ward directing traffic out in the center circle. South Ripley attacking this with a 1-3-1. They get it to Henry, high post. Kicks it out to Volts. Drew, little shot fake, dribble, puts up a 15-footer, no good. Rebound being battled for to go out of bounds off of Gavin Binion. Give it over to the Bulldogs.
Long, patient possession that time from the Raiders, although they come up empty. But they're really showing their patience, taking their time, looking for good shots.
Checking in for South Ripley is Bryson Sipples. Ethan Johnson takes a seat. South Ripley's gone 2-3 zone. Batesville moving around the perimeter. A lot of motion in this Batesville offense. Out top, Maple has it. He goes right side over to Sam Johnson. They swing it all the way around to the left. Quick three put up off the glass and good by Trent Lures. Lures in the scoring column and ties this game up at 14.
The bank is open for Trenton. Lures off the left side, kissed the glass and threw the net.
His seventh three-pointer on the year. South Ripley attacking the zone in their 1-3-1. Seve Beach directing traffic from the sideline. Raiders are going to put Blaine Ward at the high post. Drew Volts has it. Goes left side to Binion. Back to Volts. Volts trying to go into the middle to Ward. Can't get it in there. Volts has it. Right side to Sipples. Back to Volts. Now left side to Binion. Raiders moving around the perimeter. Volts thought about the three. Now goes back to Binion. Left side. Three on the way by Binion. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound battled for. Batesville comes out of there with it. Sam Johnson has the basketball. Sam gives it off to Trent Lures. Inside a minute to play in a tie ball game here in quarter number one. 14-all. Batesville attacking the South Ripley zone. A three put up out of the corner. No good by Sam Johnson. Cole Henry clears the rebound for South Ripley. Drew Volz across the timeline for the Raiders will set the offense. They go high post this time to Blaine Ward. Ward kicks it out to Sipples. Sipples drives the right side, puts up a shot, and it's blocked out of there by Cade Kaiser.
That's his second block of the game.
Braden Maple brings it across the timeline for Batesville. Inside 20 seconds to play. Bulldogs look like they'll play for the last possession here. Tied up at 14. Raiders in a 2-3 zone. More of a 3-2 zone now as out at the center circle is Trent Lures. Lures brings it left side to Prickle. Prickle goes top with it to Sam Johnson. Johnson covered there. Tries to throw it inside and throws it out of bounds. He was looking for Braden Maple. Goes through his hands with 1.9 seconds. South Ripley will need to go the length of the floor. Blaine Wardle inbound. Finds Henry at half court. Catch. Fires from half court. It comes up short. And at the end of one quarter of play, we're all tied up at 14 apiece. We'll take a quick timeout and come back with second quarter action right after this. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend too. The music is chill and so is the traffic. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
High school basketball on WRBI brought to you by Eisen's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzweiler, J.C. Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. Alongside Terrence Arney, I'm Rob Moorhead. A 14-14 tie between Batesville and South Ripley after one quarter of play. Bulldogs get first possession here in the second quarter. Raiders open up in their 2-3 zone. Batesville moving the basketball around the perimeter. They bring it right left side to Trent Lures. Lures going to put up a long three from there. Off the back rim, no good. Grunkemeyer battles and gets the rebound. Sam Johnson's going to try three from the right wing, and Sam Johnson has his second three-point basket of the night. He's got 6 points. Batesville goes back on top, 17-14.
It's Johnson and Kaiser leading the Bulldogs with six apiece.
Volz has it. Drew Volz goes left side with it over to Binion. Cross court on the skip pass. Over to Ward. He gets it inside to Johnson, out top to Volz. Now Binion. Cole Henry on the bench right now for South Ripley, getting a break, and Batesville gets the steal off the Binion pass. Batesville quickly down court with the basketball. They go inside to Grunkmeyer, and it's stolen by Ethan Johnson.
A little lazy on that pass from Lures, and it was easily picked off.
Bolts to Ward. Ward looks inside. Nice pass to Johnson off the bank board left side, and Ethan Johnson gets it off the Ward assist.
Good-looking basket. Elevated above the defender and just dropped it in for two.
Batesville on top, 17-16 with the basketball. Bulldogs attacking the Raider zone. They go inside to Kaiser. Now Kaiser backs it out, throws a nice skip pass over to Lures. Lures skips it back to Gus Prickle. Prickle pulls up from 10 feet out, and he got it. Nice move by Prickle to get in near the paint. Puts it up. Batesville on top, 19-16. Prickle's first basket of the night.
That's giving up a good shot, waiting on a great shot.
South Ripley. Drew Volz has it, puts up a three from the left wing, no good. Rebound battled for. Binion comes away with it for the Raiders. Binion loses the handle. Ward picks it up. Ward sees a lane to the basket. Ward, a nice bounce pass into Johnson. Johnson loses the handle. His first shot attempt is blocked. He gets it right back, and Ethan Johnson stays with it for his seventh point of the game. Puts the Raiders trailing now only by one, 19-18.
That's the Raiders' 12th basket in the paint. Rob, they are getting to the basket.
Speaking of baskets in the paint, Batesville attacks from the perimeter, gets it inside to Cade Kaiser. Kaiser lays it up and in from the right side. Kaiser has eight. Bulldogs back on top, 21-18. Chancey Volz has this one at the high post. He spins and puts up a jump shot that falls short. Batesville with the rebound on the attack. Sam Johnson has it right side. Johnson gives it up high post to Trent Lures between the circles now. Trent goes right side to Johnson. Back to Lures. Lures splits the defenders, gets in the paint, whistling a foul, and that one's going to go against the Raiders, partner.
Yeah, got caught with his hand in the cookie jar there, trying to reach in on Lures as he went down the lane. They were going to put that one on number 24, Blaine Ward.
Common foul. Batesville will inbound under their own basket on the far left side. 5:23 to play in half number one. Bulldogs on top, 21-18. Set to throw it in to Sam Johnson. He gets it in to Kaiser. They're going to run America's play here, try to get a ball screen, nothing doing. They're going to kick it out now to Trent Lures. Lures goes inside to Grunkemeyer. Cole Henry's checked back in for the Raiders. He guards Grunkemeyer. Grunkemeyer kicks it out to Prickle. Prickle hands it off to Johnson. Prickle gets it back, and Batesville will reset as Aaron Garrett shouts instructions from the side. They go right side to Kaiser. Kaiser gets it to Lures. Nice spin. He goes inside to Grunkemeyer, and Grunkemeyer is going to get called for steps. turn it over to the Raiders.
And it's not that the Bulldogs have had a lot of turnovers. It's when they've had these turnovers that have hurt up here in the first half.
4:56 to play in the half. Bulldogs on top by 3, 21-18. South Ripley with the basketball. Drew Volz brings it across the timeline and gets it back to Chansey. They're looking inside for Henry. Nice pass inside of Cole Henry. Missed his first one. Got the putback. Missed his second one. Put back again. Missed his third one. Still battling for it. And a whistle and a foul. Cole Henry racking up some rebounds inside. Unable to get the ball in the basket. But I do think he was the recipient of the foul from one of the Bulldogs.
I believe you're right. On the floor, not in the act of shooting. Well, no. Yeah, not in the act of shooting, I don't believe.
You are correct. Cole Henry's trying to sell it. He's standing at the free throw line waiting for the ball. They say, no, boys, you're going to have to take this one out of bounds, under the basket. Foul went on number 11 for the Bulldogs, Gus Prickle, his first. Drew Volz set to throw it in for the Raiders. Drew looking and gets it way into the backcourt to Blaine Ward. Ward catches it and attacks immediately. Blaine goes inside to Johnson on a nice pass. Johnson's first shot, no good, gets his own rebound. No good again. Henry gets the putback. No good. Finally, Batesville comes out of there with it. Sam Johnson on the rebound. Gets it ahead to Kaiser. Kaiser attacks the basket. Over to Grunkmeyer. Back to Johnson. Three on the way, left wing, and Johnson got it. Sam Johnson has made three threes tonight. 9 points, and the Bulldogs have their biggest lead of the night at 24-18.
Johnson took his time. Almost looked like slow motion on the delivery on that shot.
South Ripley in a 1-3-1. Drew Volz to Chansey Volz. Chansey looks inside from the left wing. Now he goes high post to Ethan Johnson. Out to Chansey Volz on the left side. Back to Ethan. Ethan, one dribble, puts up a shot, and Cade Kaiser says, not in here. Cade Kaiser blocks it away, chases it down, and here comes Batesville.
Kaiser, 3.5 blocks in the first half.
Kaiser with the basketball now, top of the key, gets it to Sam Johnson. He wants another three. This one goes long, and Cole Henry clears the glass for South Ripley. Inside 4 minutes to play in the half. Ward on the attack. Nice spin by Blaine off the glass, and he got it. Pretty move that time by Blaine Ward. His fourth point of the game makes it 24-20. And we've got a timeout, I believe, called by Aaron Garrett. Going to be a 30. Let's keep it right here, Terrence. There's a lot of action in this one. 3:27 to play in the half. Batesville on top by 4.
And a lot of action right there. Blaine Ward down the right side of the lane, puts him in the spin cycle, and just kisses the glass and lays that one in. Really nice move from the young man. One of the things, one of the keys that you talked about in pregame was the Raiders, their ability to penetrate this zone. And they've done a great job so far.
They really have. They've been very patient. They haven't fallen into the trap of just alone standing out and shooting threes. They've tried to get to the high post, and Blaine Ward's vision has been excellent tonight. He's made some really nice passes inside to Ethan Johnson. Raiders having a little bit of problem converting some of those inside shots.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan and Cole Henry have both had a little bit of trouble inside, but boy, they're racking up some offensive rebounds, and I'm sure Aaron Garrett was talking a little about that as the Bulldogs have the ball after the timeout. 4-point lead for Batesville on the offensive attack. Kaiser has it top of the key, dribbling around to the right side. South Ripley's gone back man-to-man. Kaiser gets it back off a handoff from Braden Maple. Kaiser on the drive, gets to the left block, switches hands to the right, puts up his shot, no good. Kaiser gets his own offensive rebound, puts it in good, and he is fouled. And Cade Kaiser, Terrence, will be the first player to reach double figures tonight. He's got 10, and he gets ready to go to the free throw line to try to get one more.
Kaiser has been a workhorse here for the Bulldogs tonight, just really doing it inside and outside, scoring from just about all three levels.
Foul goes against South Ripley's Ethan Johnson. He'll come out of the ballgame and take a seat. Cade comes into the game averaging 15 points. He's got 5 2-point field goals tonight. Missed the free throw. Rebound to Drew Volz. Hands off to Blaine Ward. Raiders find themselves trailing by 6. Drew has it on the right wing, left side to Chansey. High post to Henry. Now they go baseline to Sipples. Sipples drives it in, gives it off to Henry. Cole puts it up, and they will say he shuffled his feet on the catch. And that turnover will give it back to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think he thought, and the rest of this gym thought, that he was fouled on his way up. But before he gathered for the shot, they say he traveled.
2:40 to play in the half. Bulldogs on top by 6 with the basketball. Kaiser finds room, attacks towards the left block. We got a whistle and a foul.
Man.
And for the second time tonight, Blaine Ward has gotten in position and taken a charge.
My. Offensive foul called against Kaiser.
That'll be his first foul of the night, Terrence, and that's two on the Bulldogs in this quarter. South Ripley needs to get something going against this Bulldog zone. Batesville plays this zone very high. South Ripley gets it across the timeline. Drew Volts dribbles in the right side, now kicks it out to Blaine Ward. Blaine back whacks it all the way out to the center circle, brings it right side to Drew. Drew Volts dribbles, looks back to Blaine Ward. He goes into Chancey Volts, high post, left side to Sipples. Hand off to Ward. Ward is well covered, finds Henry in the corner, three on the way short. Rebound controlled by Batesville. And on the as he tried to get out of there, Sam Johnson had the basketball, and he tried to dribble out of there. He drew a foul against South Ripley.
Let's see who they put that one on.
I believe that's going against Bryson Sipples. It'll be his first foul of the night.
Very good.
Batesville inside 2 minutes to play in a six-point lead here in the half. Bulldogs on the offensive attack. Johnson has it left side over to Prickle. Back to Johnson between the circles. Johnson dribbles, picks it up, tries to go back door on a pass. Drew Volts deflected the ball, chased it, tried to save it. Unable to do so, it goes out of bounds. Keep it with the Bulldogs.
Nice hustle play for the Raiders there to try to get that as a complete that turnover.
1:43 to play here in half number one. Batesville a six-point lead with the basketball. Raiders are man-to-man. Batesville comes left side. Long three on the way by Kaiser. It's short. Henry battles for and pulls out at that rebound. Gives it off to Drew Volts. Volts across the timeline. Hands off to Chancey. Chancey gets to the high post. Gives it off to Cole Henry. Henry fakes. Drives toward the right block. Loses the handle. Gets it back. Kicks it out to Ward. Blaine battling. Gets it out in the corner to Chancey. Volts across court to Drew. Down on the baseline to Sipples. Into Henry. All the way back out to Blaine Ward, and Blaine says, let's settle it down here. Blaine gets it high post to Cole Henry. Cole spins, takes it to the basket, puts up a jump hook, no good, and Semi Beach wanted a foul, but nothing doing. Batesville comes out of there with the rebound. Inside a minute to play in the half. Raiders trailing by six. Batesville with the basketball. Johnson kicks it out to Braden Maple. Maple back it out with 45 seconds. Looks for a handoff. Good defense by Chancey Volts over there. It is in the hands of Kaiser now. Kaiser tries to get around Volts. We got a whistle, and they'll get Volts for a reaching foul.
Tough call there. And you can perhaps hear the many refs sitting here on the Raiders' side of the gym not liking that call.
Sevy Beach still isn't happy that they didn't call a foul down there for Cole Henry on that shot. He's letting the officials know it. That's the first foul against Chancey Volts. The fourth against South Ripley in the quarter, and Batesville inbound under their own basket. They throw it in all the way near center court. Cade Kaiser chases it down with 30 seconds, and Aaron Garrett may want to play for one shot here.
And you're exactly right. He's holding up the one hand, just telling him to hold up. They'll probably put something in motion around the 10-second mark.
Cade Kaiser being closely guarded by Chancey Volts gives it up into the hands of Trent Lures. Lane Ward guards him. He gets rid of it. The ball is loose. Oh. Blaine Ward dives trying to get the loose ball, and Blaine dove into the legs of Trent Lures. Lures looked like he was in some pain there, but hops up, and that foul will go against Blaine Ward with 6.9 seconds left here in the half. It'll be Blaine's second foul, and more importantly for Batesville, it's the 15th foul against South Ripley, and that's going to send the Bulldogs to the line for two. Trent Lures will step up. 4 for 6 on the year, 67%. This one catches every part of the rim and rolls out. 26-20, Batesville on top by 6, trying to make it 7. South Ripley likely to get one last offensive possession here prior to the half. Free throw on the way, it's no good, he missed them both. Blaine Ward with the rebound with 5 seconds. Ward dribbling, spins across the timeline. Behind his back, finds Henry, 3 on the way, left wing. No good. They did a nice job getting a good look. Cole unable to get it to go, and we have reached the end of half number one. And the Batesville Bulldogs head to the locker room with a 26-20 advantage over South Ripley. We'll take a timeout here, a 90-second timeout, and come back with our halftime show right after this. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
Thank you very much to Katie Kinker back in the studio. Rob Moorhead and Terrence Harney with you where it's halftime. And the Batesville Bulldogs have a 26-20 lead over the South Ripley Raiders. Both these teams put 14 points on the board in quarter number one, but the second quarter belonged to the Bulldogs. They doubled up the Raiders, outscoring them 12-6 in quarter number two. And Terrence, do you have individual scoring numbers there?
Certainly. Let's start off with the visiting Batesville Bulldogs. Cade Kaiser leads all scorers with 10 points, followed by Sam Johnson with 9. Trenton Lewis has 3. Gus Prickle added in 2, as well as Brandon Maple added in 2 more. For the Raiders, unofficial, I've got Johnson with 6, Henry with 6, Ward has 4, and DeVols with 2. And then I've got 2 points that they took place. I'm not sure where I put them.
Yeah, so for South Ripley, if I've got Johnson and Henry each with 7. Blaine Ward with 4, and Chancey Volts with 2, and that would add up to 20.
Yep.
So I think that Chancey must have had that other basket that you were looking for there, Terrence. So
you kind of talked about what the story was in terms of they played even through one. Batesville got the edge in the second. But really, if you dig into the numbers, what's boding well for the Raiders, especially early on, is their points in the paint, their willingness to get inside the zone, inside that Bulldog zone, and it paid dividends early on. Aaron Garrett, no doubt, made some adjustments coming into that second quarter, and they had 10 points in the paint in the first, but they only had 6 more there in the second. Yeah. And that really is just about the difference in this ballgame.
Well, and you got to give credit inside to Jack Grunkemeyer and also to Cade Kaiser. They're both playing excellent defense inside, Terrence. And when South Ripley gets it in there to Ethan Johnson or Cole Henry, those guys are having to battle to get their shots up. And you mentioned it before during that first half. Cade Kaiser's got multiple block shots in there already, and they're doing a nice job of defending without fouling, and that's been the key. And also, South Ripley, when they've gotten nice looks from three, they're not making a lot of those tonight.
No,
so they're not shooting a high percentage from three. Batesville, on the other hand, you have Sam Johnson, who's drained 3 3-pointers already in the game, and Trent Lewis hit one early. So the Bulldogs with 3 3-point field goals. I think the Raiders only have 1 so far on the night.
Yeah, Bulldogs at 36% from beyond the arc. Meanwhile, the Raiders just 10% beyond the arc. You talk about Kaiser and those blocks. 2 of those blocks, he didn't even jump. He stood flat-footed, and that goes into your point about defending without fouling.
Exactly. And I think Blaine Ward has done a nice job for South Ripley on attacking the basket and then looking to dish. He's done a nice job of finding some open guys inside. But then they get into that Batesville defense, and they've done a good job keeping South Ripley from getting easy baskets in there. On the other end, I was impressed with Batesville offensively, the way they moved the basketball. They're not slowing the game down, Terrence. They've looked to get it out and go.
Yeah.
But then when they've needed to, they've been patient. They've gotten opportunities to attack the rim. And Cade Kaiser has done a really nice job for them getting to the basket on five different occasions to get those 10 points. So, yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see what adjustments each of these coaches make here at halftime. Terrence, let's take a quick break here. We'll take a 90-second timeout, and then we'll come back with more of our halftime show right after this. It's Batesville on top of South Ripley, 26-20 at the half on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen-printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding heart problems early can add years to your life and ensure you're healthy for what lies ahead. That's why Margaret Mary Health partners with the Christ Hospital to offer an affordable vascular screening for just $49. This 30-minute screening is recommended if you are 60 and older or over the age of 50 and have risk factors for heart disease. Appointments are available at Margaret Mary's main campus every Tuesday. For an appointment, call 812-933-5602.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
And welcome back to South Ripley High School. Rob Moorhead, Terrence Arney with you where we have reached the half. Batesville on top of South Ripley, 26-20. And Terrence, you were noticing in your statistics there, one, not a lot of free throws shot, but the Bulldogs yet to get one in.
Yeah, the Bulldogs have missed every single one of their free throws. Meanwhile, the Raiders are 100% from the charity stripe. And as I look at other percentages, kind of tells the story of the night's game. Bulldogs shooting at a little bit better clip, 52% from the field. The Raiders at 35%. But most of that work is being done beyond the arc. Again, the Bulldogs at 36%. And the Raiders find themselves shooting 10%, but the spot where the Raiders are winning is in the paint. 16-12 points in the paint, Raiders versus Bulldogs.
It will be interesting to see how that plays in the second half. Coming into the ball game, South Ripley was a 30% three-point shooting team, 38 out of 128.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, they're I'm assuming on that 10% that they've made one. That's one for 10.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so, been a struggle there, and you indicated that would not, you know, that would be what the Bulldogs wanted the Raiders to do, to fall into the trap of taking long shots instead of working the zone. But again, early on, man, they really did well. It almost looked like, you know, when you watch football, particularly the pro game, Rob, they talk about those scripted plays.
Right.
The first 20 plays are
right.
Scripted, and it's just amazing how synchronized and how well things go. Well, that's what the Raiders look like in that first half, as if Coach Beach had scripted X number of plays, and they ran them to perfection. But then after we got past that, Garrett made his adjustments, and things got a little bit tougher.
More adjustments happen at the half in these ball games, and I'm sure that's been the case, and we'll see what happens here for both of these teams as we get ready to start half number two. On the scoreboard, it looks like South Ripley will get the first possession here of the half. The Raiders will now be going from our right to our left in your mind's eye as you're letting us tell you the story of this ball game, and you can picture it in your own mind there at home. And South Ripley again tied up after the first quarter with Batesville. Batesville outscored them 12-6 in that second quarter of play, and we thought this would be a good ball game, and it
yes.
has been just that. That's the end of our halftime show. We thank you so much for sticking with us as we get ready to start the second half of action here. Remind you, tonight's game brought to you in part by Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. Looks like both teams come back with starters. Raiders inbound it, and we're underway here in the second half. South Ripley looking to get Blaine Ward. Instead, they go inside to Henry. Cole Henry gets it on the left block. Makes a move into the paint, puts up a jump hook, no good, but a whistle and a foul, and Cole Henry will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
That one's going to go against Kaiser, his second, team first here in the third.
Nice little set play, almost like the script you're talking about, Terrence.
Uh-huh.
South Ripley came out with a set play. They ran Blaine Ward from the right corner over to the left, and then Cole Henry followed right behind him, did a little curl cut off of the block, got a nice pass in there. Henry goes to the line and makes them both. Cole, a 73% free throw shooter coming in. 2 for 2 tonight. That's his ninth point, 26-22. South Ripley will open up man-to-man against the Bulldogs. Lures has it at the top. Goes left side with it to Kaiser. Kaiser being guarded out there by Johnson. Off a double screen. Comes over to Trent Lures right side. He goes to Prickle. Back out to Kaiser between the circle. Left side Johnson and Batesville moving the ball very nicely. They get it to Lures. Lures gets rid of it to Prickle. Prickle drives down the left side. Draws the defender. Nice little bounce pass to Grunkmeyer. Grunkmeyer lays it in for two, his first basket of the night.
And just like the Raiders, looks like the Bulldogs drew up a little action to get Grunkmeyer going early here.
28-22, Batesville on top. South Ripley has the basketball. Cross court to Drew Volts. Volts tries to go inside to Ethan Johnson and threw it right between his legs. Out of bounds, give it back over to the Bulldogs. 7:05 to play here in the third quarter. Batesville with the basketball and a six-point lead. A fairly slow pace here to start this second half. Grunkmeyer hands it off left side to Prickle. They come right side to Johnson, baseline to Kaiser. Kaiser spins, picks up his dribble, goes top to Prickle. Prickle, one dribble, pulls up from 15 feet off balance. No good. Rebound to Blaine Ward. Ward hands it off to Drew Volts, and Volts brings it up. Raider fans not happy. They thought Ward got fouled on that rebound. No call. They go high post to Cole Henry. Turnaround jumper from 15, and he got it. You can't leave Cole Henry that wide open. He's got a nice touch, and he's in double figures with 11.
Two-possession ball game here early in the third, 28-24 and 6:15.
Long three put up by Sam Johnson from the left side. It's no good. Ball caroms out of bounds. It'll go over to South Ripley. I don't think that's the shot Aaron Garrett wants, Terrence.
No, even though he is a true threat from there, that is not the shot. That's not the offense that Garrett wants him running here.
Not quite from that deep. As South Ripley on the offensive attack. Drew Volts has it, takes it down to Chancey, back to Drew. Drew way outside on the right wing, looking at the high post for Johnson and finds him. Kicks it out to Chancey. Three on the way for Chancey, rims out. Nice box out over there, and Batesville gets the rebound. Really nice job by Sam Johnson to box Cole Henry out to clear that rebound for Grunkemeyer. Johnson has it, goes on top to Kaiser. Kaiser, one dribble, looks at the back cut, tries to find Prickle. It kicks around between Prickle and off the leg of a Raider and keep it with Batesville under their own basket.
Definitely good vision and a good idea by Kaiser, but just not executed quite cleanly enough for Prickle to get that shot off.
5:38 to play in quarter number three. Batesville a four-point lead in the basketball. They get it inbound under their own basket. Nice move by Kaiser. Fakes, takes it down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot with the left hand, no good. Ethan Johnson clears the ball out. South Ripley gets it down court. They get it inside to Henry. Henry off the glass from the left side, no good. But we got a whistle and a foul as Henry got his own offensive rebound. I believe that'll be a foul on the rebound, and the South Ripley will have it under their own basket.
And they're going to put that one on Kaiser, and just like that, Kaiser has picked up his third foul.
That could be a significant development as South Ripley sets to inbound under their own basket against this Bulldog zone. Blaine Ward will throw it in. He gets it in to Chancey Volts. Blaine comes off a screen, gets it in the corner. Blaine drives, tries to go inside to Henry. It's deflected out of bounds. They'll say at last touch, Cole Henry, give it over to the Bulldogs. Good idea there, but good defense by Batesville to get the deflection and knock it off of Henry's hands. 28-24, Batesville on top by four. Johnson has it top of the key, takes it down the left side of the lane, up off the glass, and he got it to go down. Nice job by Sam Johnson. Sam's in double figures with 11. Batesville back on top by six. Blaine Ward attacks two defenders, goes inside, puts up a scoop shot, no good. South Ripley gets the rebound. Drew Volts out to Chancey, back to Drew. Drew drives down the left side of the baseline, and a whistle and a foul, and that'll go against the Bulldogs.
And I think that's on Gronk. He's just now getting back into the game, and that's his third.
Indeed, Terrence. So Kaiser and Gronkmeyer both have three, and if you're South Ripley, you've got to try to pound that ball inside now with two defenders with three fouls. Kaiser will check out. Raiders inbound under their own basket. Ward off the screen, gets it in the corner, three on the way, rims out. Rebound cleared out of there by Gronkmeyer. Quickly down court with it to Johnson in the left corner. Johnson on the dribble now kicks it out to Lures, to Prickle, right side, into the hands of Maple, who checked in. Prickle thought about the three, top of the key, puts it on the floor, back out to Maple. Maple picks up his dribble, goes inside to Gronkmeyer. Gronk spins, takes it to the rim.
Oh, my.
Beautiful move with the left hand. It goes, and he is fouled. Nice move by Jack Gronkmeyer for his fourth point. Puts Batesville on top by eight.
And the move was pretty, Rob, as he goes up and under the defender, kisses it off the glass, absorbed the contact, made the bucket, and he'll have an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play.
Foul goes against Cole Henry for South Ripley, his first foul. Free throw on the way by Gronkmeyer, and he got it. Gronk comes in averaging 9 points a game, had none in the first half. Has five already in the third quarter, and Batesville has opened up a nine-point lead.
Precarious spot here for the Raiders. Can they answer?
Drew Volts lets fly with three, top of the key, and it's no good. South Ripley's cold shooting from the beyond the arc continues. Batesville gets the rebound there, quickly down floor with it. A chance to go up double digits here for the Bulldogs. Maple has it right side. They swing it all the way around to the left side to Lures. Back to Johnson. He thought about the three, fakes it, goes inside to Gronkmeyer. Grunk puts it up from the right block, no good, but a whistle and a foul, and Gronkmeyer will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Yeah, this time that little up and under didn't quite get above the rim, but he was fouled, so he will shoot two more.
I believe that one goes against South Ripley's Blaine Ward. It'll be Blaine's third.
You are correct.
Gronkmeyer to the free throw line, up and good, and the Bulldogs have their biggest lead of the night, 34-24.
Well, Rob, I think that answers the question about the fast pace, who it favored. The Bulldogs have slowed this thing down and very quietly built a double-digit lead, and you barely even noticed.
As South Ripley's shooting woes continue on the other end, Gronkmeyer makes good on the second free throw, and Gronkmeyer has all but two of the Bulldog points here in the quarter. He now has seven in the game. Batesville on top, 35-24. South Ripley goes high post to Cole Henry. Cole drives to the left. Puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by the Bulldogs. They get it down court to Lures. Lures finds Kaiser, Johnson. Johnson catches it on the move to the basket. Stops at the block, shot fake up and good. Johnson now with 13 and the Bulldogs up by 13.
And the Raiders have really got to be careful here, Rob. They need a bucket here to stop the bleeding.
High low, Henry throws it inside to Johnson. Johnson puts it in off the glass and good. To stop the bleeding, Johnson has nine. It's 37-26, 3:15 to go in quarter number three. Seve Beach wants a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back with more second-half action right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI, WRBIRadio.com.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And a big thank you to Katie Kinker running the board for us back in the studio tonight. Rob Moorhead and Terrence Arney with the courtside here. Well, not really courtside, Terrence. We're kind of in the top row.
You're in the cheap seats.
of this South Ripley Gymnasium in behind the score bench. And with 3:15 to play in quarter number three, Batesville is on top 37-26.
Kaiser took that quick breather with those three fouls. He's back on the floor, but in his stead, it was Gronkmeyer doing most of the damage for the Bulldogs.
Batesville on the offensive attack. Sam Johnson has it. They swing it all the way around to Kaiser. And a nice little back screen for Johnson. Johnson Dive cuts to the left block, gets the catch and the basket. 15 on the night now for Johnson.
That's not fair. Rob, you can't draw up plays of the other team's timeout.
They did just that. Chancey Volz gets it inside to Johnson. Johnson lobs it up to Cole Henry. Henry with the catch, puts it in good, and Cole Henry draws the foul. Cole have a chance to get a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
And Henry finding a little more room to move down low without Gronk on the floor.
Braden Maple picks up his third foul. Three Bulldogs have three fouls as Henry goes to the free throw line to complete the three-point play. 14 points on the night for Cole Henry. Raiders trailing by 10. Batesville with the basketball. Left side to Gus Prickle. Prickle swings it around to the right this time to Cade Kaiser. All the way to the right side now into the hands of Johnson. High post to Maple. Being guarded by Henry. Now Johnson right wing. One dribble, picks it up, swings it left side to Lures. All the way down to Prickle, left corner. Prickle looks for Johnson. The ball is batted away. Nice job by Johnson to save it back in and keep the possession for Batesville.
And it's times like this you're glad there's not a shot clock in high school basketball if you're a Bulldog.
Kaiser tries to throw it to the high post to Maple. Henry tries to knock it out of there, and they'll get Cole Henry with his second foul. That's the third against South Ripley in the quarter, so no free throws here. 2:13 to play in the quarter. Just about an over and back there. Batesville flirted with that one as it was caught in the backcourt by Lures. They bring it around right side to Johnson. Johnson being guarded by Drew Volz, gets it out top to Maple. Back to Johnson. Johnson one dribble, picks it up, gets rid of it out on the top to Lures. Lures tries to drive, now kicks it out to Prickle. 1:52 to play. Prickle off a ball screen. Now we'll kick it out to Maple. Maple swings it over to the right side to Johnson. South Ripley's picked up the defense here in the half court. They go high post to Maple. Maple kicks it out to Johnson. Three on the way, right side. No good. Rebound controlled and out of there by Bryson Sipples. He's checked in for Ward with the three fouls. Chancey Volz takes it down the right side. Now they swing it over to Drew. Drew goes short corner to Johnson. Back to Drew. Out top to Sipples. Sipples drives to the right. Gets it inside. Off the glass. No good. Rebound battled for. Cole Henry gets it. Henry heads to the basket, but a whistle, and Cole was fouled on the drive with 1:19 to play in the quarter. South Ripley inbound under their own basket. Who'd they get on that
put
one,
put this
Terrence?
One on Maple. I'm seeing Prickle, excuse me. Gus Prickle, just his second.
Second foul on Prickle. South Ripley, it's the fifth foul on the Bulldogs in the quarter, so we get the double bonus situation, or what they call the true bonus now, the two shots for Cole Henry. Henry perfect from the charity stripe, all in this quarter, 3 for 3. He's got 14 points and missed that one. The broadcaster's jinx.
Oh, yeah, they got to put that one on you. They're going to put that one on you, sir.
Cole came in shooting him 73% from there.
It's their first miss from the charity stripe.
Second free throw by Cole Henry. He got that one. So give him 15 on the game. He's got all but one basket for South Ripley here in the quarter. 1:14 to play here in the third quarter. Batesville on top by 9 with the basketball. Bulldogs attacking to South Ripley man-to-man. Johnson has it left side, gives it out top to Prickle. Hand off to Lures. Lures off a high ball screen, kicks it back out to Prickle, left wing. Now they go to Kaiser. Inside to Grunkemeyer on a nice pass, and Grunkemeyer lays it off the glass from the left side. It's good. Grunkemeyer has 9 all in the quarter. Batesville back on top by 11. South Ripley on the attack. Drew Volz over to Chancey, left side, inside of Cole Henry. Henry, one dribble, puts up the jump hook. No good as Kaiser blocked it away, but the official end of the basket says, nope, there was contact there, and that's going to send Cole Henry back to the free throw line.
And probably send Kaiser to the bench. That's his fourth foul.
Aaron Garrett wants to have a conversation with the official about that one. As Henry gets ready to eye up this first free throw. 15 on the night for Cole Henry. Make it 16 as he makes the first one. 41-31, a 10-point advantage for Batesville with 40.6 seconds to play here in quarter number three. Kaiser does have a seat with that fourth foul. Second free throw by Henry is good. Cole got them both. Make it 41-32, a 9-point advantage for the Bulldogs.
Raiders need a steal here and a quick basket.
See what Batesville decides to do here. It looks like, Terrence, they're bringing this offense out pretty wide.
Yes.
They may play for one here as we're at 25 seconds. Grunkemeyer dribbling, kicks it over to Maple. Maple way out near the center stripe, gives it over to Lurs. Lurs standing in the center circle almost, kicks it back over to Grunkemeyer. Down to 12 seconds. Maple has it, being guarded by Volts. Maple dribbling inside 10, picks up his dribble, goes right side with it, and it's into the hands of Prickle. Prickle tries to split two defenders, has the ball batted away with 4.4 seconds, and it'll be a foul called against South Ripley. I believe Chancey Volts will pick that one up.
You are correct.
His second, only team's fourth, so with 4 seconds left, Batesville inbounds right in front of their own bench. They go inside to Grunkemeyer, and it's stolen by Drew Volts with 2 seconds. Drew gets it to Chancey, he tries to put it up in the buzzer, and it is no good, and we'll head to quarter number four with the Batesville Bulldogs holding a 9-point advantage, 41-32 over South Ripley. We'll be back with fourth quarter action right after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And back at South Ripley High School, Rob Moorhead, Terrence Arney with you. Thanks to Jim Williams for helping out back in the studio tonight. Our new sports director helping out on the board with Katie Kinker tonight. Welcome, Jim. Batesville gets the first possession in the second half. The fourth quarter. They move it around, kick it out to Gus Prickle, far side, puts up a three from the left corner, and he drains it to put Batesville on top, 44-32, 5 points on the night for Gus Prickle.
It's been Batesville's three-point shooting, Rob, has truly been the difference in this ball game.
Johnson gets it high post, goes high-low to Cole Henry. Henry lays it off the glass for two. Henry has 19. The Raiders keep it back to 10. Batesville has made threes tonight, and South Ripley has not. Don't want to simplify it too much, but it almost comes down to that. Batesville on the offensive attack. Maple, three for the left wing,
goodness.
And Maple rolls it in.
It used every inch of the apparatus to get that one to go down.
5 points for Maple. He was 11%, 1-for-9 from three coming in. Makes that one. He's got his fifth point. Batesville back on top. South Ripley back on top, I should say, by 13. Raiders trying to attack this 2-3 zone. They look to Johnson on a lob pass. Ethan can't pull the pass in from Blaine Ward, and the turnover gives it right back to the Bulldogs. Aaron Garrett shouting instructions offensively here for his Bulldogs. In between the circles, Sam Johnson has it. He hands it off to Maple. Maple goes left side to Prickle. Now they go baseline to Lures. Back out on top to Prickle between the circles. Brings it right side to Johnson. 6:15 to play in the contest. Batesville being very patient here. Lures gives it off to Johnson. Now left side into the hands of Prickle. Prickle gives it up to Maple on the left wing. Grunkemeyer gets loose, goes to the left block. Ooh. Shot fake spin, puts it up. Henry blocks it out of there, but Batesville able to get it back. It's loose again, and now Cole Henry comes up with the loose ball. And here come the Raiders. Drew Volts kicks it out to Chancey, right side. Chancey swings it over to Cole Henry. He goes back to Blaine Ward. Ward goes high post to Volts, now out to his brother. Chancey lets it fly from three right wing, and it's no good. Rebound controlled by Grunkemeyer, and the lid is on the basket for South Ripley from the three-point line.
That battle down low between Grunk and Henry has been fun to watch all night.
South Ripley's gone to a half-court trap here. Batesville gets it inside to Maple. Maple kicks it back out to Lures, right side to Johnson. Johnson's going to let fly from three. This one's too long. Drew Volts comes away, finds Johnson down court. Johnson tries to put it up for South Ripley. No good. The Raider fans want a foul. nothing doing, and out of there with it comes Grunkemeyer, and Batesville will walk it across the timeline.
Well, give the refs credit. They have been letting them play pretty much the entire night. So these calls, or lack of calls, have been consistent.
I agree with you. As Batesville has the ball down on the baseline, Gus Prickle tries to drive baseline. He's bumped down there by number 31 of South Ripley, who will pick up the foul. And that will has to be number 21, Drew Volts. Nope, they're going to call it on 32, yeah. Chancey Volts. And Chancey now has three, and we've got a timeout on the floor with 4:59 to play. Batesville on top by 13. Aaron Garrett wants to take a full timeout. It's 47-34 Batesville, just inside 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. Be back with more right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI, WRBIRadio.com.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to South Ripley High School. Rob Moorhead, Terrence Arney with you. Batesville on top of South Ripley, 47-34, 4:59 to play here in the contest. Bulldogs will inbound the ball into their own basket after this timeout, Terrence.
Let me ask you this, Rob. Where do you sit on it in regards to that last sequence? Foul wasn't called, but it was consistent. Are you a call every foul or just call consistently?
Consistently, as Batesville turns it over on the inbound. Ethan Johnson comes away with it, gets it off to Drew Volts. Drew drives down the right side, shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul as Grunkemeyer went hard into the bleachers underneath the basket down there. Grunk comes up limping just a little bit. He's going to pick up the foul. That'll be Grunk's fourth foul and going to send Drew Volts to the free throw line to shoot two. And Terrence, 100%, just call it consistently.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I believe they've been doing that tonight. I don't think the refs have been the issue here.
I will agree with you there. Haven't been a lot of fouls called, but those that have been called have been good calls.
Drew Volts goes to the free throw line and makes the first one. Drew comes in a 50% free throw shooter on the year. He's one for one tonight, looking for his second one. And these will be his first points. He's going to stay 50%, Terrence. Made one and missed one. And then commits the mistake of fouling right after the missed free throw. Now, fortunately, in the new free throw situation, the fouls drop back to zero here. So it's only the first foul against South Ripley here in the quarter. Make it the second, I should say. Only the first on Volts. Batesville on top by 12 here with the basketball. South Ripley's coming with full court man-to-man pressure. Batesville easily breaks it as Trent Lewis brings it across the timeline. Gets it over to Maple. Maple picks it up, loses it at the high post as he tries to find Grunkemeyer. Grunkemeyer dives on the loose ball. Now we got a tie-up, and the alternating possession will give it over to the Raiders. So a turnover there. South Ripley gets the ball back.
But how about that effort from Grunk with four fouls diving on the floor for that one?
Got a score to pass along, Terrence.
Yes.
The Purdue Boilermakers beat the Jacksonville Dolphins 100-57 tonight. I'm not familiar with the Jacksonville Dolphins. So.
No, but I bet their coffers are a little bit fuller after that game, wouldn't you say?
South Ripley inbounds after the turnover. Blaine Ward has it out at the center circle. Blaine dribbling against his 2-3 zone, looking to find somebody at the high post, does find Ethan Johnson. Ethan kicks it out to Drew Volts, three on the way, right wing, and South Ripley cannot buy one. Rebound pulled out of there by Sam Johnson. Here come the Bulldogs with 4:15 to play in the game. Batesville a 12-point lead in the basketball. Prickle backs it out to the center circle. South Ripley coming man-to-man. They go left side with it. On the drive as Kaiser kicks it out to the right side. They swing it over to Johnson, three on the way. And Johnson says, this is how you make the three, boys.
That's
Johnson has 18, his fourth three of the night.
Pretty basketball. Sharing that extra pass is what made it happen.
Cole Henry gets it high post for South Ripley. His 15-footer no good. Batesville out of there with it. Kaiser's going to go hard to the rim, and he's fouled by Blaine Ward. Kaiser misses the shot, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Business is trying to pick up here in the late goings as the sense of urgency has kind of crept into the Raiders. They're playing with a little extra pep right now.
Blaine Ward picks up his fourth foul of the contest with 3:45 to play. Batesville sends Kaiser to the free throw line. Keith had 10 points in the first half. This is his first point of the second half as he makes good on the first free throw. Cade, a 76% free throw shooter coming in, is 1-for-2 tonight. He's now 2-for-3. Made them both. 12 points for Kaiser. Batesville on top there. Biggest lead of the night, Terrence, at 17. Drew Volz gets it out top to Chancey. Right side to Ward. Long three on the way by Blaine. Gets nothing that time, and rebound taken out of there by Sam Johnson. Sam gets quickly down floor. Shot up and good. Off the glass by Trent Lewis, and Blaine Ward, trying to take the charge, has just fouled out of this ball game. So Blaine got down there and tried to take what would have been his third charge of the night, but the officials say he wasn't set, and with 3:26 to play, Blaine will have to check out of the contest, and number 10 will check in for him. That's Gavin Binion for Batesville. Trent Lewis got the layup to make it 54-35. And he'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play here, and it's no good. Rebound controlled by Ethan Johnson. Drew Volz gets it down court for South Ripley, tries to find and does find Cole Henry on the back cut.
Nice.
Cole Henry, power dribble, up off the glass for two. Henry has 21 for South Ripley. Savvy Beach calls a 30-second timeout as the Raiders cut it to 54-37 with 3:16 to play, Terrence. And this is time now for Aaron Garrett to talk to his guys about handling the basketball and making free throws.
And that's, and what you're seeing right now is the Bulldogs trying to take the air out of the ball a little bit, run some clock on each possession, and the Raiders are having none of it. They're up in their jerseys on defense trying to force some pace. And, of course, on offense, you see them racing down the floor just like you did there, rewarding the big man for running the floor and letting him get that layup.
So South Ripley has four team fouls. So their only shot at getting back in this, Terrence, they're going to have to foul Batesville and hope that the Bulldogs don't make free throws. And then South Ripley is going to have to find a way to get some points on the board and quickly. And they've had trouble doing that tonight. A team that comes in averaging 63 points a game has only put up 37 this evening. Timeout is over. Raiders showing full court man-to-man. Grunkemeyer will inbound it for Batesville. Grunk gets it in to Prickle, and Prickle immediately fouled, just as we talked about.
Yeah.
Gavin Binion commits the foul, and that's going to send Prickle to the free throw line to shoot two. Prickle, a 100% free throw shooter coming in, 2-for-2. A small sample size. We'll see what he can do. Interesting strategy here is Aaron Garrett puts no one around the free throw stripe. The free throw lane, I should say, as he knows that's not what's important right now.
Exactly.
And Prickle gets the first one. Sorry, Terrence.
But it's to your point, so that the Dogs don't pick up those extra four fouls.
Absolutely.
To allow the Raiders to get some shots with the clock stopped.
Both free throws good for Prickle. He's got 7 points on the night. South Ripley trailing 56-37 with the basketball. Chancey Volz has it right side. Back to Drew. Now Chancey right wing again. Raiders being way patient as they go inside. They try to throw a lob to Henry. The lob hit the rim, and Batesville comes out of there with a basketball. So inside 3 minutes to play, Batesville with a 19-point advantage. Nice move to get inside by Trent Lewis. Now he picks up his dribble, bounces it out to Johnson. Johnson picks up his dribble, gets it off to Kaiser. Kaiser being guarded by Drew Volz. Kaiser kicks it out left wing. Three on the way. No good by Trent Lewis, but Grunk gets the rebound. Brunkemeyer kicks it out to Sam Johnson. Sam fakes, drives, kicks it out now into the hands of Prickle. Back to Sam Johnson with 2:25 to play. Lewis has it between the circles as Batesville plays keep away here.
Ran about 45 seconds off on this possession alone, Rob.
Yeah, and South Ripley's opportunity was to get that defensive rebound, and Brunkemeyer got it for the Bulldogs on the offensive side. Batesville, Kaiser dribbles, finds a lane to the basket, goes up for the layup, and Cole Henry swats it out of there. But the official said too much contact on that one, and that's going to send Kaiser to the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be three on Cole Henry, 2:04 to play. Batesville on top, 56-37.
Right at a 50-second possession prior to the foul.
Kaiser steps up and drains the first free throw. Cade Kaiser has 13 for the Bulldogs. and it's a 20-point advantage for Batesville. Second free throw on the way is short. Ethan Johnson grabs the rebound for the Raiders. Gets it off to Chancey Volts. Make it Drew Volts across the timeline. Brings it left side to Binion. He goes high post to Johnson. Johnson tries to throw it inside to Cole Henry. And on the catch, Cole was fouled by Sam Johnson. I think that's Sam's first foul.
It is.
Only the second on the team. So the South River will inbound under their own basket. 1:54 to play in a game that Batesville has just flat dominated in the second half. Really from the second quarter on.
Yeah.
Chancey throws a lob pass to Henry. Henry tries the dunk and misses it. Rebound battled for it. Goes out of bounds off of Gavin Binion and give it back to the Bulldogs. So South Ripley went for the lob there. Yes. Henry had a shot at it but just couldn't get it down. Batesville with the basketball.
Oh, this home crowd would have loved to see him throw that one down.
Trent Lures dribbles, hands it off to Prickle. They go high post to Maple. Maple spins, takes it to the basket, fakes. He gets Volts off his feet and draws the foul. That'll be the foul on Chancey Volts, and that's going to send Maple to the free throw line to shoot two.
So the wrong team is shooting free throws here down the stretch.
Exactly. If you're a South Ripley fan and want to see them coming back, Batesville continues to get the free throw line. And the key to that is Terrence Batesville stepping up and making them.
Yes.
As Braden Maple just made that one. 6 points for Maple on the night. Doubles his average as Cole Henry checks out for South Ripley. 58-37. Batesville on top. Sam Johnson checks out. Aaron Garrett gives him a nice pat on the back and has some positive words for him on his performance tonight. The second free throw by Maple, no good. South Ripley gets the rebound. Drew Volts will bring it across the timeline over to Sipples, right side, back to Drew. Left side to Binion. Binion tries to go inside to Johnson, back to Binion. Binion dribbles down to the paint, now kicks it out to Johnson, right side, top of the key, I should say, to Chancey, or Drew Volts. Drew drives around the right side, puts up the running one-hander, no good. Ethan Johnson gets the rebound. His putback is no good, and the Bulldogs come out of there with it. And we got a foul, as I believe, with the basketball down there was James Hughes, the freshman who has checked in. James will be the recipient of the contact, and he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two as that foul goes against South Ripley's Gavin Binion. 1:11 to play, Terrence, and it's a 58-37 advantage for Batesville. Freshman James Hughes, first free throw as a varsity basketball player, is up and good.
In a couple of games this season, and not just because of score, but Garrett has gone deep into that bench and pulled out some of these young reserve players, and they've contributed, Rob.
The left-handed freshman steps up and makes them both to put Batesville on top 60-37 as we approach the one-minute mark to play in the ball game. Drew Volts has it, pulls up inside the arc for a 15-footer, no good. Ethan Johnson on the rebound. And Ethan's put back over the front of the rim is good. Ethan gets in double figures with 11 as we have 50 seconds to go. Raiders trailing 60-39. Maple will hold the ball out near center court. Maple gets it over now to Lures. And Lures is going to be fouled by Drew Volts. Not sure that's what Coach Beach wanted to do right there, but the official was right there as Drew tried to slap it away. That's going to send Trent Lures to the free throw line to shoot two. 41 seconds left. Batesville trying to add to a 60-39 score here. Trent Lures, a sophomore, averages 6 points a game. Gives him his 6th point right there on the night as he makes the first free throw. Trevor Kastner checks in for South Ripley, as does Dylan Jesse. Second free throw on the way. It is good.
So when the pace was up-tempo and fast-moving, particularly when you're not necessarily shooting the ball well, you need those extra possessions.
Trevor Kastner catches the lob pass inside from Drew Volts. Lost the handle initially, went down and got it, put it in off the glass, and he was fouled. So Trevor Kastner comes into the ball game, gets himself a basket, and he's going to have a chance for a 3-point play as that foul goes against Braden Maple, his 4th. Trevor Kastner, the 6'1 sophomore. We'll line this one up, and he got it. 3 points for Trevor Kastner, makes it 62-42, Bulldogs by 20, with 25 seconds to play, and they may just let him dribble this one out as Maple brings it across the timeline, and Aaron Garrett's saying, keep it out here. We're not going to run the score up here as Maple dribbles it over, now kicks it out far side to James Hughes. Down to 12 seconds. Hughes being guarded by Kastner over to Maple. Maple will hold it now as we get to 6 seconds, five. They'll count it down here as the Batesville Bulldogs will run their record to 5-2, and the South Ripley record will fall to 5-2. Batesville gets a 62-42 victory over South Ripley here on the Raiders' home court. Both teams go to 5-2 and turn their heads toward Christmas time tournaments they'll be playing in next week. We'll talk about that a little bit in our post-game show. And then these two teams may well meet again in a couple of weeks here as the calendar turns to 2024 in the county tourney. Terrence and I are going to take a break here, and we'll come back with our post-game show and a word with Aaron Garrett right after this. Batesville gets a 62-42 victory over South Ripley on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Welcome back to South Ripley High School. Rob Moorhead and Terrence Arney with you. The Batesville Bulldogs get a 62-42 20-point victory over the South Ripley Raiders here as they head into the holiday break. Batesville and South Ripley were tied at 14 points apiece. After the first quarter, the Bulldogs spurted out and took a 26-20 lead into the half. They outscored South Ripley 15-12 in the third quarter to lead 41-32 after three quarters of play. And then the Bulldogs put 21 points on the board in quarter number four. South Ripley only able to muster 10 more. And that's how we got to our final, Terrence, of 62-42. Do you have individual scoring numbers there, Terrence?
Let me give them to you, sir. Starting with the visiting victorious Batesville Bulldogs, Sam Johnson led the Bulldogs with 18. Kate Kaiser had 13. Gronkemeyer scored 9, all in the second half. T. Lures with 7. Gus Prickle also had 7. Braden Maple, put in 6, and the freshman Hughes dropped in 2. For the home team, They were led by Cole Henry with 21, and Ethan Johnson followed suit with 11. Blaine Ward had 4, D. Volz with 3, and Kasner got into the box score with a trick shot, a hoop and a harm, and he finished with 3.
Very good, and that's the scoring for both of these teams on the 62-42 victory here for the Batesville Bulldogs. I see Aaron Garrett down there. He'll be making his way up to talk to us here in the postgame show in just a minute. And the Batesville Bulldogs will be hosting a holiday tournament next week, and we can talk about that here a little bit. And then South Ripley actually is heading down to Southridge to play in a holiday tournament as well, as these two teams over the holiday break will find themselves an opportunity to go against some competition they don't normally see. South Ripley will play at Southridge, and they'll play Southridge on December 29th. The other two teams in that tourney are Orleans and South Central Elizabeth. And then for the Batesville tournament, they'll take on Columbus North on December 28th at 10 a.m. Roncalli and Pendleton Heights are also in that tournament. We are joined at this time by the victorious head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs, Aaron Garrett. Coach Garrett, congratulations on a big road win tonight over a county rival.
Yeah, and you summarized it well. Road win, county rival.
And it doesn't matter who you're playing in Ripley County in terms of when any of the four schools get together to play, it's hard contested, good battle, and very, very pleased with our, especially in the second half, methodical effort overcoming some foul trouble, just possession by possession on both ends of the floor to get a win.
14-14 after the first quarter. The game started to turn in that second quarter. Aaron, you outscored South Ripley 12-6 in that quarter. When you look back to that part of the game, what do you think the difference was for Batesville to allow you to pull away?
We're, as I said in the pregame with you, unofficially I have us for 10 turnovers in the game. And, Coach, we've had multiple games of over 18 turnovers. Mm. We don't take the ball away from ourselves and take away our opportunities to score. I've got quite a bit of offensive skill down there, and you're seeing that play out in terms of, and as I see the scorebook here, the balanced scoring, they're just doing a great job of sharing the basketball, and when we take care of it, we're pretty tough to go against.
Sam Johnson gets 18 for you tonight, including 4 3-pointers. He shot it awfully well, Coach.
Yeah, and Sammy, I love Sam, and Sam's come a long way from just a standstill shooter, right? He's always been able to shoot the basketball, but just the work he's done on his body, and now that he can go to different levels, because he can pull up, his pull-up jumper's really nice. He's got the deep three still. He's one of the biggest plays was just a tough take to the basket, scored at the rim against, as you know, South Ripley's length and height in there. So just very, very pleased. And that comes after me getting on his rear end in terms of I thought he took a terrible shot. One pass. It was reversed. I don't like frontside attacks unless it's a layup. It was reversed, but only one pass reversal. He's at the volleyball spike line. Can Sam hit that shot? He can. But what I love seeing, and what the fun part about coaching is when you coach kids hard and love them hard, but then you see them grow up and respond in real time. Because from that point on, when he took that bad shot, he dominated the third quarter on both ends, got a tough rebound, and really helped us extend our lead because Kate and Jack were just fighting foul trouble like crazy. Braden Maple started to fight some foul trouble. So we were to the point of, and we're about six guys deep. Caden Drake has been sick with the flu bug going around, so we haven't seen him in a week. But James Hughes can give us some minutes if needed. But right now we've been relying on those six, and we've got to patch it together sometimes however we can. And sometimes that's the beauty of the zone, too, in terms of just plug some guys into different slides.
Coach, we chuckle about that shot there because we even said on air, not quite sure if that's the offense that Coach Garrett wanted to see, but the pace of the game.
As you two can imagine, it's not the first time that thought's been known.
Probably not. Talk to me a little bit about the pace of this game. It started out a little helter-skelter, up and down by both teams, and that's the point that the Raiders were kind of hanging tough and played even in that first quarter. In the second half, felt like there was a deliberate approach to slow this game down just a little bit, grind it out, and that's when you guys took off. First built a 10-point lead very quietly, I might add, and that by the end of the game, that 10-point lead turned to 20.
Yeah, and I give all the credit to the guys because we want to push with pace.
Yeah.
And South Ripley wants to play that way, so we were happy to play that way. But as the game dictates things, especially as we're fighting foul trouble, and credit to South Ripley, they were getting back.
Yeah.
And they've got, when they get back, they've got some space eaters in terms of those bigs at the rim. So our guys are finally reading it really, really well in terms of, We'll go down the floor. If we don't have a look, we'll reverse.
Sure.
And the guys are starting to do that, and they're doing a great job with our half-court offense because we have as few a set plays at all call as I've maybe in my 15 years prior to this.
Right.
Because they're skilled. They see the floor. They make the extra pass. They see what's going to develop. And we've obviously drilled some things that in terms of if a defense does this, we do that. And they're seeing all those things. But it's pretty nice not to have to call a set play possession, right, possession, every possession, and guys just understanding the game of basketball and just sharing the basketball.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing.
Yeah, that sharing the ball and the next man up. This is maybe the third game in a row where someone has found themselves in on the wrong side of some whistles and have had to, you know, miss extended minutes. But there's always a next guy picking up the slack.
Yeah, and Cade and Jack tonight were the primary targets in terms of, and we had to sit Cade for a crucial stretch during that second half with four, just because Cade's in the middle of everything for us, right? In the middle of our zone, there's a lot of activity. He's in the middle of it. He's a focal point of our offense. So for him to just, and Cade's so good at just making the right play. If they don't converge on him, he can score against anybody one-on-one. But when they do, he can make the extra pass. He's doing a really good job of getting into basketball shape, coming off the football season. So just very, very proud of him. And I'll be honest, when a guy like that is not selfish, it makes my job so much easier. It makes buy-in from everybody so much easier. And Cade's a smart guy. He knows as other players show what they can do offensively, it's going to make his life easier because he's going to have a lot more one-on-one matchups or against switching defenses. We caught him on switches sometimes. We're able to read that and find the mismatch, jack for one in the post. So it's nothing intentional in terms of, hey, let's slow it down, guys.
Yeah.
They're just making good basketball plays when that defense was back and set.
Coach, your guys go 10 for 12, five different guys in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, and when you're trying to nurse a lead, that's big too.
Yeah, and one of the guys missing them. I challenged him at halftime. Trent Lewis.
I'm talking about you making them, Coach.
Well, but I'll get there. But T. Lou, he may be the best shooter in the program.
Mm-hmm.
He's a sophomore, right? And,
yeah.
And Coach, about after game two, I put the ball in his hands as a point guard, as a sophomore. And he's done a well of a job. So we'll have to manage, as you've seen in your career, where he's going to start to hit that wall at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can't let happen is let that frustrate and build up for him because he had knocked down his last two free throws of the game. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a poor team at some point where Tilu's going to go off because he can string together. He's much like Sam. He can put together four, five, six three-pointers in no time. But he's got to... He'll get more comfortable. So just very, very proud of the job he's doing with the ball in his hands.
Coach, as we wrap up here, you're heading into the holidays now. You give the guys a few days off, I'm sure, but you got a tournament you're getting ready for. We talked about a little bit in the pregame show that you're looking forward to, I know, next week.
Yeah, there's not much time off. They'll get tomorrow off, then we'll actually come together Saturday for our Christmas party at the high school. And then from there, a couple of us coaches are going to grab mini buses. We're going to take them to the Pacers game.
Awesome.
Which is fun.
Awesome.
It's always awesome each year how many guys, it's their first NBA game. And then this year to boot, the Pacers aren't terrible. The last few years,
how about that?
I mean, they're a lot of fun to watch and share
the
ball.
On the board.
Yeah, and share the ball like we preach sharing the ball. So it's be awesome for them to see NBA guys do it. We'll get, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, then we're right back at it because I think we'll have three practices and then we play.
Yeah,
and against some stiff competition. Again, a day off I think after that tournament. We'll practice then Sunday off. And we're right back on it on New Year's Day because we have the Ripley County. It's the earliest it can be this year, right there on the 3rd. So, which is good. When we've not peaked yet, but definitely want to keep these guys in fine basketball shape. It's a fun group to be around. They like each other, and they're a blast to coach.
Well, I know WRBI's got your tournament covered next week, and also, of course, we'll be out at the Ripley County Tourney, the 100th Boys Ripley County Tourney. Looking forward to some special celebrations for that as well, Coach.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that, and you know the history down here as well as anybody, because we 4 years ago we celebrated our 100th season of 8-0 basketball, and it's all goodwill in terms of memories and all the different people involved. And Terrence asked a great question on the radio show the other night: Why is ours persist and persevere when so many over the years have faded away? It's because of all the people involved. Mm-hmm. And a special shout out to Randy Young and the historical people that just keep it going. The induction ceremony between games, that's what makes it special. And then these guys, as it keeps going, when they come back 25 years, 50 years, and they put that information in the program, especially on top of what's going to be going on this year, recognizing different groups during the tournament games. I can't wait. It's absolutely near and dear to my heart in terms of just being, so I'm not a Ripley County boy. I wasn't that lucky. But to being part of it now, it's something very, very, very special that I'm glad that we all get to partake in and be a part of.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thank you for being generous with your time. As always, want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season with your family. Congratulations on a win tonight. We'll be seeing you next week.
Thank you, guys. Happy holidays to you guys as well. Take care.
All right, Coach.
Coach Aaron Garrett, the head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs. They get a 62-42 victory over South Ripley tonight. Terrence, any final thoughts as we wrap up the broadcast?
Well, just, we talked about it at the top that both of these teams were heading in the right direction in terms of riding some momentum at this early part in the season just before the holiday break. Obviously, only one of these teams is going to be able to continue that momentum. Another team's going to lose. But I'm telling you right now, these two teams, they're headed for a collision course at that Ripley County tournament. That's how they played tonight, and it wouldn't shock me at all if one of these two teams is hosting up that trophy when it's all said and done.
We will see what happens, and Terrence, I know we'll get to see you over there as well, and I think you've got some of the games next week in that Batesville holiday tournament as well, so it's going to be a lot of fun here. Looking ahead on the schedule here with WRBI coming up later this week, we've got Thursday the 28th, Batesville Boys Basketball Tournament both days there, and then Oldenburg at Franklin County on December 30th. So those are some games that will happen prior to that Ripley County tourney that is coming up right after the start of the new year. And boys will play on Tuesday and Saturday. Girls will play on Wednesday and Friday. And all of it, every bit of it, will be covered for you right here on 103.9 WRBI. Say a few thank yous tonight. Principal Joe Ralston, Athletic Director Jeff Gorrell here at South Ripley. Thanks to both coaches, Sevy Beach and Aaron Garrett, for their time. Pre-game interviews and Coach Garrett on the post-game interview. And appreciate Sean Halcomb helping us out with starting lineups tonight. And, of course, I want to say thank you to Katie Kinker and Jim Williams for their work on the board back in the studio. And, as always, we have to thank our fine sponsors here for bringing you high school basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI. We say thank you to Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Garings. Also, Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Brunsgutzweiler, JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. Once again, the final score tonight in this varsity contest, the Batesville Bulldogs run their record to 5-2 with a 62-42 victory over the South Ripley Raiders, whose record also falls to 5-2. For my partner Terrence and Arnie alongside, and for Jim Williams and Katie Kinker back in the studio, this is Rob Moorhead saying thank you so much for listening. Merry Christmas and happy holiday season to all.